Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An injured NXT star returns in a Raw dark match. Plus, WWE loses a major lawsuit over the Saudi Arabia deal. And AEW got their eyes on a SmackDown star. For Tuesday, July the 6th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
And it looks like we're starting this match off with a fast. Check on Knox.
She hit this suicide dive and she was going too fast. I heard her let out this weird scream that I've never heard before.
I get frustrated with myself, I start slapping into the ring steps.
My heart just sunk like immediately.
When she went through and she hit and they were both down for a minute, I stood there and I was watching the monitor and I'm going, they're down a little long. I don't like how long it's taking them to get up. We need the doctor out there. Somebody get out there. And all of a sudden it gets very hectic in the back.
Tegan Knox is seriously injured.
If she's okay, she's gonna tell him get out of here. And if she's not okay, then they'll stop. They'll stop it right now.
I'm good.
Okay, just give me a second.
Paused the match, went out there and was like, hey, that did not look good. Are you okay? She said she felt fine. So she was able to walk. She stood up. At that point, we said, all right, and at any point, stop this if you're not good. And so we let it continue.
This is tough to watch.
I wasn't sure if she was allowed to continue or if she wasn't, but I'm not going to take it away from her.
Surviving here tonight, but a drop kick by Ripley. And now Tegan Knox can no longer continue in this match.
I'm never going to forget this because I watched her, tell them that she's not okay.
Looking back, you can see that when I tried to take the drop kick, my right leg comes off the mat to take the bump and my left leg still stays planted, so you can see how uneasy the knee was.
We could see it immediately. As soon as I saw her take that step after that drop kick, her knee buckled, and that's likely when her ACL blew.
I felt so guilty and just disappointed in myself.
Continue. She's done.
You know, Wei just had to give up. She had to give up and say that it wasn't fine.
I can still remember that I could hear somebody screaming in pain in the background.
You could not ask for someone to go through that again.
Actually watching the Mae Young Classic and watching the whole thing happen, and it was so hard to watch.
I think that was the last time I cried, when you were so helpless to do anything about it. To know Steph, to know Tegan, to know how much she loves wrestling, and the potential that, you know, she, like, it sounded It sounded really bad.
And there was no way was I just going to go out and as soon as I got hurt, just stop. There was no way. I wanted to show people exactly how much everything in this business means to me, and I'm proud of what I did.
And it was way worse this time around. She basically, her whole knee exploded.
That was the day where I thought that, like, maybe, like, she was done.
When they do Tegan Knox's WWE Chronicle documentary, it's going to break hearts, because her story is just of heartbreak and triumph over and over, and it looks as if we got ourselves some triumph. Tegan Knox, straight out of Wales, according to PW Insider, who has been out of action since August last year, was featured in a dark match on Monday Night Raw last night. She took on Toni Storm, the first time that Tegan Knox has been in a WWE ring since the summer of last year. She's been out of action since suffering an ACL injury in August. ACL injuries have just haunted Tegan Knox throughout her WWE run. She's torn the ACL in both legs, and she's missed significant amounts of time. The one in August was the third time tearing it since she signed in 2017. You remember the heartbreaking moment during the Mae Young Classic where she tore her ACL and the match had to be thrown out, and as did any plans for Tegan Knox going forward. And we saw a similar thing happen in the summer of last year. It's great to see Tegan Knox back. I can only hope she's back at full strength and this leads to something big. This does start some speculation that she is going to be the one behind that battery charging vignette we've been seeing on NXT. We've seen that battery loading up percentage-wise over the last few weeks. It was on something like 81% last week, and they reckon it's going to reach 100% at the Great American Bash, which might be where we see a fully-fledged return of Tegan Knox. And I wish her nothing but the best if this is the case. I'm very happy to see Tegan Knox getting back amongst it in a WWE or an NXT ring. We know that the company is really high on what Tegan Knox does. Also last night on Monday Night Raw, PW Insider reported that Karrion Kross was on main event once again. They've been working Karrion Kross on WWE's main roster programming a little bit over the last few weeks. He was featured on main event just the other week facing Shelton Benjamin. This week he'll be facing Drew Gulak, clearly getting Karrion Kross ready for that main roster call-up, which seems to be inevitable at this point. A couple of other notes from Monday Night Raw last night. This was the penultimate Raw in the Thunderdome. Next week's episode is the final one before they return to actual fans after well over 18 months. And it's actually being taped today, the final Thunderdome. PW Insider say that tonight we will see, well, we won't see it, but there'll be a select number of fans who can log in and see it. We'll see Sheamus and Humberto Carrillo for the United States Championship, John Morrison and Ricochet in a Falls Count Anywhere match, and ahead of the Raw Tag Team title match going down in 2 weeks' time, we'll see some singles action, AJ Styles taking on Ivar of the Viking Raiders, and Eric is going to be taking on a man making his singles match debut in Omos. That will be on Raw next week, being taped today. And then after that, back in front of crowds. WWE hitting the road, disassembling the Thunderdome, and getting back to as it was before all this COVID-19 malarkey kicked off. This comes from Bloomberg today. World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated's investors who say the company misled them about problems with its business ties to Saudi Arabia have secured final approval for their $39 million settlement in federal court in New York. This cash deal represents around 18.2% of estimated class-wide damages, the investors told the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York when they sought preliminary approval last year. Judge Jed S. Rakoff gave his final sign-off to this settlement in an order docketed on Thursday. So this goes back to last year when WWE investors accused WWE of misleading them, saying that they had a television deal all signed off in Saudi Arabia for the media rights. Turned out that wasn't the case at all. And had they known what they know, it may have changed their opinions on a few things. And consequently, they feel misled by the company. Rakoff initially rejected WWE's bid to dismiss the suit. And the preliminary approved settlement was in March. So it looks as if this isn't going the way of WWE. When we know more about this, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. AEW have got their eyes on that guy there. So Fightful give us an update on Chad Gable's contract. They say there was heavy speculation this spring about the contract status of one Chad Gable after AEW's Dax Harwood tweeted that he would be available roughly in May. Obviously, that period has now come and gone. Fightful were told the tweet was actually just a little bit of a joke. Gable's contract with WWE still has plenty of time left on it. Gable is involved quite heavily on SmackDown as of late, but Fightful have been told by several wrestlers and people within AEW that should Gable become available, they would push heavily to get him into the company. Chad Gable would be a really strong fit for a company that really gives that extra bit of love to wrestling, because he's such a phenomenal talent that I think hasn't really been tapped into properly yet. Would love to see Chad Gable do a little bit more. Maybe in AEW down the line. Who knows? Kenny Omega sizing up a match with El Hijo del Vikingo. So this conversation has started after Vikingo used Omega's Kreutz Wrath finisher at the Lucha Libre AAA Worldwide Verano de Escandalo show that took place just the other day. Omega tweeted after he saw it saying, "The balance and core strength of this is incredible. With a little more raw power, he could have done it as good as me. I've said that Vikingo is one of the best for a reason. Much like Jungle Boy in AEW, I want to crush your future too." So that's nice, isn't it? In terms of those guys working a match, El Hijo del Vikingo hasn't wrestled in the US for quite some time, as he doesn't have a visa to work here. He's trying to get one as we speak, and as soon as one gets sorted for Vikingo, you know they're going to do something between him and Kenny Omega. I've just got a good feeling in my waters about it. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla have given us a few details about their comeback, a major indie promotion whose footprint in the industry is hard to ignore. Everybody who is anybody has passed through the doors of PWG, and they were planning a comeback last year, but then obviously the world caught fire. That didn't end up happening, but they've announced a return coming up for the 1st of August in Los Angeles at the Global Theatre. Their first event since the COVID-19 pandemic is going to be a Mystery Vortex event. So if you're not familiar with what those means, basically it means that all the guys on the show that night will be unannounced. So it's going to be a mystery event. So you're no doubt going to get some old PWG favourites and no doubt some surprises that will attempt to break the internet. I think that show on the 1st of August is going to be one to keep an eye on. And we want to send congratulations to another wrestling couple getting married. On the Green with Envy podcast, Chelsea Green confirmed that she and Matt Cardona are tying the knot on New Year's Eve. They've been together for quite a while now, those two. Very happy with a beautiful house, several gorgeous dogs, and they say they're very happy together and they're getting married. So not much else to add to that. It's just a nice story of two people getting married.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right on that Hoover, that one!
Yuckity-yuck, McMannequin.
The British Bulldog is part of the new generation.
You may all bow before T-Mabel!
Here comes the jackknife!
On lives the new generation and the World Wrestling Federation!
Later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Justin Henry and myself have been watching every single episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning, and we will continue to do so until the show's bitter end or ours. We are into 1995 at the moment, the new generation era. We're on the way to SummerSlam 1995, which is headlined by Diesel versus King Mabel. Yes, it's that one. But at the start of each show, we take a little look around the wrestling world week by week and see what everybody else is doing, see what ECW's up to, see what some of the behind-the-scenes stuff in the WWF is, and we see what WCW has going on as well. And it's a really interesting time because at this point in our timeline, WCW are getting set for Monday Nitro, but there is still this weird little a crossover between the cool WCW that's coming and the weird WCW that was there before. I am, of course, talking about the Dungeon of Doom, which was the storyline in which Hulk Hogan just took on a cast of random crap Batman villains, essentially. There was an infamous segment from this week's episode of WCW Saturday Night that, whilst Justin and I normally talk about Monday Night Raw, we had to stop and truly appreciate what was happening on the other channel. Take a listen. On the 22nd of July, so just a couple of days before this episode of Monday Night Raw, quite an infamous segment went down in WCW history. I wonder if Justin Henry knows what I speak of.
Does this involve a certain dark, dank place? Perhaps something cavernous?
Something that may or may not be not hot.
Hurry, my son! Get away from the stove! The rare white Bengal tiger approaches! The bait has been set! Hurry! Hurry, my son!
My father, I smell his presence also!
I feel him!
This is the dark disorder.
This is... Join the dank disorder. So, let us spin this tale for you. Hulk Hogan finds himself in the lair of the Dungeon of Doom, who have been right buggers to him lately.
Where am I? There's no Hulkamaniacs here. I've never been here before.
He finds himself wandering around the dungeon, looking for the Taskmaster, looking for Kevin Sullivan, to which he is questioning out loud what this place is and where he is and where this is and...
Why the water's the wrong temperature?
This is...
So, for those who don't know what the hell we're laughing about, there's a spot with a fountain. Just a spout of water. And Hogan puts his hand in it. Come on, Hogan's wearing his normal Hulk Hogan attire, which makes it funnier.
He's fully dressed as Hogan, walking around a cave.
This is like Batman walking through the department store dressed as Batman. Just so out of place. So Hogan puts his hand into the water. Then he pulls a windshot and goes,
it's not hot.
It's not hot.
Why would that be your reaction?
We'll just say, oh, wow, that's cold. No, it's not hot.
It's not hot. And it wasn't like an exclamation of, oh, it's not hot. I thought that might have been hot. That's a surprise. Literally, like, his arm, like, repels back in horror. It's not hot!
He said it like it was the answer on a game show. and time was running out. It's not hot! Yeah!
Like, one take Hogan. Like, that's all you get out of me, brother.
What is this place?
So, after checking the temperature of the water... it's not hot! After the temperature water check, he confronts Kevin Sullivan.
I know you! I know you too! You two are behind the demise of Hulkamania!
Not just Kevin Sullivan, but my hero... The Wizard, played by King Curtis Iaukea.
God, so King Curtis, who is the master of this Dungeon of Doom bollocks. Sullivan, my son! So,
come forth, my son.
So Hogan's confronting them. He's going to shut down the Dungeon of Doom, and they're like, and they've got a secret weapon.
I know about the Zodiac. I know about the dangerous Kamala. Oh, yeah. I know about the Man-Eater. The Shark. But Instant Stone is a legacy, the immortality of Hulkamania. And you too will be buried beneath it.
You don't understand, Hogan. This is where darkness dwells and lives. Nobody has ever been able to defeat the immortal Hulk Hogan. Except yourself. You see, Hogan, you're the one that created me. And because of that, it's this simple. Your demise is etched in stone.
Poor White bursts through the wall.
Crush Hulkamania!
My power is a million times greater than the power of Hulkamania. I am the greatest giant to ever walk the face of the earth. And I am the one true immortal.
This was something else. This was something else. Somebody wrote this. Somebody signed off on this. Many people acted this and went, that's fine. Somebody edited this and went, that's fine. And somebody, maybe Eric Bischoff, signed off on it and went, yep, that's good to go.
Well, you can't blame Ed Wood. He died in 1978. Well, see, my understanding of this whole thing, as Kevin Sullivan has kind of described it through the years, the reason why the Dungeon of Doom came together was they knew it was like not good,
not hot.
They knew it was not hot, basically. But the idea was to give Hogan some safe, reliable guys to work with, like Beefcake and John Tenta and Kamala, and do all this dumb stuff to make Hogan look good. So he said, because Hogan was very mistrusting, Hogan wants to lay down. I don't know, brother. Like, this is like to win his trust by doing all this fanciful bullshit just so he would be kind of lull him in to be more of a team player. Like, well, we did all this for you. We gave you a bunch of clowns to punch around. That was basically the gist of all this, was to make Hogan, give him his own little story arc to where he'd gain his trust, basically. And, well, you know what? I can't criticize it because it gives us a lot to laugh about years later.
Oh, it really does, because these segments are booked in for WCW Saturday Night until October. So
eventually,
the story continues.
Eventually, we'll get a leprechaun. We'll get
a Conan
as a shark.
Kamala.
And Meng, the face of fear. Zodiac. Yes. No. Of course, Taskmaster. Hugh Morris, the man of question. This is like every rejected Batman villain you could think of. This is Dorkham Asylum. This is the Legion of Dumb.
It's
It's just another mention of the Legion of Don't.
My apologies to Ming right now. This was not your fault. Please don't kill me.
He got a golden spike for his sins, as we all remember, as the storyline tells us. Because that's what you do when someone's sinned. You go, here, have a weapon. There is a certain campy charm to this that isn't available in modern day Raw. Whereas
Suicide
Raw
should.
You can hear the entire show later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Episode 121 of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review will be wherever you got this podcast from. On the YouTube channel later on today as well, with WrestleCrate having a brand new month and a brand new box of goodies, I'm going to go through it. So you'll be able to watch on the channel later on as I'll take a look inside WrestleCrate's latest crate. Don't forget, you can sign up right now and get yourself a little bit of something extra by putting Cultaholic in the code box when you sign up at wrestlecrate.co.uk. Also, check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel throughout the day for the latest wrestling news as it comes in. And it is the home of some of our lists, including 10 times that women pinned men in WWE. For a company that is so anti the intergender matches, there's been a lot of victories for women over men in intergender matches. And we'll break down 10 of the best over on the YouTube channel right now. Check out cultaholic.com for the latest on Monday Night Raw, what went down last night on the penultimate show from the Thunderdome, and their plans for next week's show as well. Also, while you're there, how well do you know your NXT? Check out the quiz on Adam Cole's NXT title defenses. Do that at cultaholic.com. I wish you luck with that one. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Adam Bocchetti is back tonight for See You Next Tuesday. He is going to be in the company of yourself, and he's going to be watching some old school game shows. Come and join the party on Twitch at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.